Brightstorm, Skyship Adventure, Book 1. Written by Vashti Hardy and read by Ryan Ireland. The heavy chug of a skyship firing its engines rumbled through Lontown.
Quick, pull me up,
Arthur called from the lower roof.
Clamp your hand onto the pipe. See if it's strong enough to take your weight, said Maudie.
We're going to miss it, Maud.
We're not. It's only just fired up. And if you hadn't been so engrossed in volcanic islands of the north...
If you hadn't insisted on adjusting my arm...
So, we both lost track of the chime. Come on, Artie. I want to see if the modification to the fingers helped.
Arthur sighed. Using his left hand, he raised the iron arm attached to his right shoulder, then folded the metal fingers around the pipe. But as he tried to pull himself up, it juddered and slipped down. Maudie shook her head and looked away and thought,
they need more tension.
Just help me up, will you?
Perhaps if I use Harris screws, she said.
Arthur found a small jut of brick about halfway up the wall between upper and lower roof and used it to launch himself with his left foot. He narrowly grabbed the lip of the roof and swung his other leg so that his foot hooked the edge. Then he heaved his body up.
Thanks for nothing, Maud.
You totally had it, Artie.
Their eyes met.
Race you to the top,
they said together, then scrambled up the tiles like a pair of wild cats. They reached the topmost part of the roof at the same time and straddled the ridge, out of breath and laughing.
Poacher will freak if she catches us up here again, Maudie said.
It won't be the first time,
or the last.
At that moment, the skyship rose from the distant docks above the domes and spires of the city skyline. Maudie took her uniscope from her tool belt.
Standard double engine, ooh, dipped Hartway fans, and a swivel blade propeller.
Good choice.
Let me see,
Arthie said, tugging the uniscope from her hands.
I bet Jemima Jones is at the helm. I read that her father was letting her captain the first flight.
Look at the balloon shape. Is that two Montgolfieries?
Maudie snatched the uniscope back.
And have they positioned the sail in between?
Yes, you're right.
Strange choice.
And it's smaller than I expected for a new skyship.
Well, they only need to get to Creel. The Joneses don't care about the far reaches of the wide. They only care about exploring caves to find gems.
Or maybe they're just looking for a shortcut. They say the caves of Creel are so deep that they reach all the way to Tarn.